The state tends to make man an instrument to serve its arbitrary ends, overlooking his individual purposes. And since man is in his essence a free, searching, self-perfecting being, it follows that the state is a profoundly anti-human institution. That is, its actions, its existence, are ultimately incompatible with the full harmonious development of human potential in its richest
got
diversity.
Got a letter from the feds as I owe them money, and looking around me, it seems kinda funny, cause what in the hell have they ever done for me? I'm working 10-hour days at the factory, just trying to feed my kids and pay my rent. Coming home, television is a circus tent. Something to distract me, make my mind numb. Sick and tired of my boss treating me like I'm dumb. Was my American dream, no Cadillacs and cream. To my whole damn life, feeding their machine. Between the landlord, IRS, losing ground in the game, lift up my whole paycheck. Working my ass off to win a promotion. Funny cause I'm feeling like a rat in motion. On a treadmill and I'm going nowhere. Try talking to my union but they really don't care. It's like the AFL tries to keep us down. Read up on the new deal, guess what I found? Cause Roosevelt gave the bureaucrats a chance to get fat. Return, they gave him a peace contract. They promised not to strike or use militant tactics. Instead they depend on pointless theatrics. The water's polluted, schools messed up. No money for a lunch. My kids can't keep up with the rich kids living on up the hill. Politicians got no answers, we know the deal. All they want is the money, we got none to spare. So we can talk all we want, but they really don't care. Finna blow some shit up, think of Michael Postal. Meanwhile my boss wants to know I'm hostile. If I told him the truth, then he'd fire my ass. So I'm just sitting here watching my life move past. Outside my window, got no options. Feeling like a prison, might as well be locked in. Got to break these chains, stand like a man. Try talking to my wife, but she understands. Politicians, I'm just trying to get free. My whole neighborhood's lining up next to me. So we organize a cop watch on the block. Join the real fight union to put a stop to all the bullshit backed by nepotism. No time to waste on reform. I form my vision by talking to my neighbors and taking action on a slippery slope, but sure we're gaining traction. But political parties, endless factions, lifestyle activism's just a form of fashion. Strike like the workers in Liverpool, shut the whole thing down. That's the very best tool. Eliminate race, return stolen land. If a neighbor needs help, then I lend a hand. Make the schools and the factories democracies. No more fat cats and hypocrisy. Making moves for my fam ain't no stopping me. Till my kids have a future and my people are free.
Politics is the shadow. Politics and politics is the shadow. Politics is the shadow cast on society by big business. And as long as that is so, the attenuation of the shadow will not change the substance. In other words, reforms are basically pointless. Democracy requires that big business simply be removed. The very institutions of private power undermine freedom and democracy. Power resides in control of the means of production, exchange, publicity, transportation, and communication. Whoever owns them rules the life of the country, even if under democratic forms. In other words, reforms are basically pointless. Pointless. Reforms are basically pointless.
Yo, yo, Lynx, what's up, man? It's D. LaBrie, East Oakland's greatest, your boy. Hey, I'm trying to get you to come through today. We having a little barbecue. I'll see you coming through. Jay Voorhees, we kicking it, man. I ain't talked to you in a while, man. You probably all fighting a revolution somewhere, man. You know I'm down for the revolution, too, but, man, hit me up, come through. We finna be kicking it, chilling, relaxing. Revolutionary day off. You feel me? So come through, holla at your boy. My album coming out this summer, man. Holla.